Washington DC. Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Sekarang kita simak informasi dari dunia hiburan di VOA Executive Lounge. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Setelah kesuksesan Avengers Infinity War, satu lagi film yang diangkat dari komik Marvel diluncurkan, Deadpool 2.
Cable, and I'm from the future, and I'm always pissed off.
Pew, 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 pew.
Reach for the sky!
Oh, no, Sheriff Deadpool.
You know, you're a lot taller in the...
Shut up! Grunt, grunt, take this...
Oh! Regeneration powers, activate!
That's not something you say.
Zip it, Cable!
I got the stones to help you.
No!
No biting. They're done already?
Oh. Film yang dibintangi Ryan Reynolds sebagai Wade atau Deadpool ini benar-benar ditujukan bagi penonton dewasa. Pada pemutaran di akhir pekan perdananya, film ini meraih pendapatan dari penjualan tiket sebesar 125 juta dolar di Amerika Serikat dengan total 301 juta dolar Amerika di seluruh dunia. Angka ini menempatkan film Deadpool 2 berada di peringkat kedua penjualan tiket terlaris di akhir pekan perdana untuk kategori film dewasa di bawah film Deadpool pertama yang masih memegang rekor tertinggi. Sebagai bintang utama di film ini, juga sebagai produser dan penulis naskahnya, Ryan Reynolds mengaku sebenarnya dia dan siapapun yang terlibat di film Deadpool tidak ada yang menyangka kalau franchise film Deadpool akan sukses seperti sekarang.
I think nobody saw what Deadpool 1, nobody saw that coming, none of us did. I mean, you know, our sort of highest goal was that the movie makes its money back and that maybe some idiot at Fox says, hey, why don't you guys make a sequel someday? But we didn't expect it to do what it did. That was crazy. So, you know, to be standing here right now is kind of a pinch me moment.
Selain Ryan Reynolds, ada satu wajah bintang yang wajahnya kalau diperhatikan sangat akrab terlihat di film Avengers Infinity War, yaitu wajah dari aktor berusia 50 tahun, Josh Brolin, yang berperan sebagai Nathan Summers alias Cable. Di mana Josh Brolin juga berperan sebagai Thanos di film Avengers Infinity War. Mengenai keterlibatannya di film Deadpool kedua ini, ada cerita menarik nih dari Josh Brolin.
It was great because, you know, I wasn't on this list, I guess, before that the studio had, and I heard that they had gone on for like a year or something like that of looking for Cable or people vying for Cable or, you know, doing all that stuff. And then I got a call over a weekend in the middle of doing Avengers. I was asked to read the script. My wife said, read the script, because I felt like I was already doing something like that, and I was comfortable with that. I didn't really want to, like, you know, I was fine doing Avengers. And then I read the script, and I laughed heartily for 2 hours. And I thought, it scared me, the idea of doing something like this. So that was intriguing to me.
Jadi sebelum peran ini ditawarkan kepada Josh Brolin, pihak studio sudah lebih dari 1 tahun mencari orang yang pas untuk memerankan tokoh Cable. Josh pun, yang sudah berperan sebagai Thanos, awalnya tidak terlalu tertarik untuk bermain di film superhero lainnya. Tapi begitu istrinya minta dia untuk mencoba membaca naskahnya, Josh langsung tertawa dan suka sekali dengan naskah dan ceritanya hingga akhirnya ia mengambil peran sebagai Cable. Josh mengaku sangat menikmati proses syuting film Deadpool ini.
Like I had a blast. I had a blast with Ryan. I'd always been a fan of Ryan's. I've seen him, you know, you go up and down and all that kind of stuff. But this was one of those things where he's found a niche that I don't think he created it. Like there's nobody else who's doing this. There's nobody else who's done it. There's been parody. There's been irreverency, but not at this level.
Bukan hanya Josh Brolin, aktris Zazie Beetz yang menjadi Domino di film ini mengaku sangat menikmati proses syuting film Deadpool 2, walaupun ia harus bekerja keras, sama seperti bintang-bintang lainnya seperti Ryan Reynolds dan Josh Brolin yang membentuk tubuhnya agar terlihat lebih fit di film yang banyak aksi ini.
All of us did. I mean, Josh and Ryan, we're working out pretty hard, especially Josh. Because he has like a topless scene. I did work out a bunch, and it was exhausting. It's really, really, you know, because it wasn't just like working out for like good health. It's like working out to change your body.
Ia juga sangat memuji Ryan Reynolds yang bukan hanya tampil maksimal sebagai Deadpool, tapi sebagai produser dan penulis naskah di film ini yang benar-benar mencurahkan segala pemikirannya, bahkan sempat menulis beberapa alternatif di lokasi pengambilan gambar untuk mendapatkan hasil yang lebih baik.
Yeah, he's super hands-on. I think this whole world's definitely lying in his vision and his mind, and he was writing on it, and he every day would come with all these like alternate lines and alternate ways to kind of move the scene and, you know, these different directions, and he was very much involved sort of in everything, sort of in the look and the tone, and while also still wanting everyone to bring their own kind of flavor to it, which is really great. But I think it's also important to have like this like sort of guiding force.
Itu tadi cerita seputar film Deadpool 2 dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA. VOA Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama saya Irfan Ihsan dan sekarang saatnya kami pamit. Dengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Anda juga bisa mengikuti beragam cerita diaspora Indonesia lainnya melalui Facebook kami di VOA Rantau. Sekian dulu VOA Executive Lounge kali ini. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan pamit. Success with you all the way. Bye-bye. The Voice of America. VOA.